Chapter 21. Dirk watched the police officer on duty outside Richard's house from behind a van parked a few yards away. He had been stopping and questioning everyone who tried to enter the small side alley down which Richard's door was situated, including, Dirk was pleased to note, other policemen if he didn't immediately recognise them. Another police car pulled up, and Dirk started to move. A police officer climbed out of the car carrying a saw and walked towards the doorway. Dirk briskly matched his pace with him, a step or two behind, striding authoritatively. "It's all right, he's with me," said Dirk, sweeping past at the exact moment that the one police officer stopped the other. And he was inside and climbing the stairs. The officer with the saw followed him in. "Excuse me, sir," he called up after Dirk. Dirk had just reached the point where the sofa obstructed the stairway. He stopped and twisted around. "Stay here," he said. "Guard this sofa. Don't let anyone touch it, and I mean anyone. Understood?" The officer seemed flummoxed for a moment. "I've had orders to saw it up," he said. "Countermanded," barked Dirk. "Watch it like a hawk. I shall want a full report." He turned back and climbed up over the thing. A moment or two later, he emerged into a large open area. This was the lower of the two floors that comprised Richard's flat. "Have you searched that?" snapped Dirk at another officer, who was sitting at Richard's dining table, looking through some notes. The officer looked up in surprise and started to stand up. Dirk was pointing at the waste paper basket.
Yes.
"Search it again. Keep searching it. Who's here?"
Well, I haven't got all day.
Detective Inspector Mason just left with, Good. I'm having him pulled off. I'll be upstairs if I'm needed. I don't want any interruptions unless it's very important. Understood? I don't see you searching the waste paper basket. Right, sir. I want it deep searched. You understand? Get cracking." Dirk swept on upstairs and into Richard's workroom. The tape was lying exactly where Richard had told him it would be, on the long desk on which the six Macintoshes sat. Dirk was about to pocket it when his curiosity was caught by the image of Richard's sofa slowly twisting and turning on the big Macintosh screen, and he sat down at the keyboard. He explored the program Richard had written for a short while, but quickly realised that in its present form it was less than self-explanatory, and he learned little. He managed at last to get the sofa unstuck and move it back down the stairs, but he realised that he'd had to turn part of the wall off in order to do it. With a grunt of irritation, he gave up. Another computer he looked at was displaying a steady sine wave. Around the edges of the screen were the small images of other waveforms which could be selected and added to the main one or used to modify it in other ways. He quickly discovered that this enabled you to build up very complex waveforms from simple ones, and he played with this for a while. He added a simple sine wave to itself, which had the effect of doubling the height of the peaks and troughs of the wave. Then he slid one of the waves half a step back with respect to the other, and the peaks and troughs of one simply cancelled out the peaks and troughs of the other, leaving a completely flat line. Then he changed the frequency of one of the sine waves by a small extent.